Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So, when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, we're talking about a really interesting company called Halliday and how they have a new take on these smart glasses, which actually projects a beam of light into your eye. I'm excited to learn about it. It sounds, I don't know if it sounds scary or what, but a very interesting concept. Before we get into that, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
So every single week, Jamie and I record an exclusive piece of content. We don't post this anywhere else. We post it in our school community. And last month, we had this at $100 a month was the pricing. We're having a discount for the new year if you're interested in starting a new AI side hustle or growing and scaling your current business with AI tools. It is $19 a month for the new year. So go check that out. The link is in the description. And we cover a bunch of different topics, like how to become an AI consultant. I have a friend that charges like $20,000 per speaking engagement. We got some great advice from him, and we've talked about this in here and his different strategies, how he kind of got started and into the space. We talk about how Jamie made $25,000 from an Amazon program last year, how he's going to scale it up this year with AI tools. And we talk about tons of different AI marketing growth hacks. This is kind of my favorite area, and my background is all the AI marketing growth hacks. So how to grow and scale your business with AI tools. We have a lot of exciting stuff. And of course, there's an incredible community that's always willing, over 300 members, to chat with you and give you feedback. Everyone's always asking questions on their side hustles and getting great feedback on all of that. So if any of that sounds interesting, we would love to have you as a member of our community. Help you grow and make money in 2025. You can check it out. The link is in the description. All right, let's get into these smart glasses. My first question for you, Jamie, is would you use smart glasses, these kind of AI glasses? And I guess what stood out to you with this one in particular?
Yeah, well, this seems like a different take because, you know, I picture wearing these glasses and having, you know, a screen that I have to kind of look through and it being kind of distracting and things like that. This uses a totally different type of technology. They call it the Digi Window, and it's actually a light that shines at your eyeball instead of the glasses. So what that allows you to do is actually still be able to wear your prescription glasses without having, you know, to have like a screen that you're also looking through. So I think that's a different take. It seems like it might be less distracting. My concerns would be like, is there any health concerns for having a bright light shining in your eye all day? You know, I don't know, but, you know, reading about these, there's some really interesting use cases. It talked about how this guy, he tried on a pair of them and someone spoke to him in Chinese and English subtitles appeared over his right shoulder with only 1 second of delay. So as he's hearing this person speaking Chinese, he could see the subtitles like next to the person. So, I mean, that sounds really cool to me. It's probably more of like the light it shows in the pictures are more analog, I would say. It's not like a full color projection, like movie playing. It's more like text. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. I think this is super, super fascinating. One thing that I thought was really interesting is like, we obviously have Meta's Ray-Bans as like the big main competitor. So this is what a lot of people are kind of like comparing these two. And Meta's Ray-Bans do a bunch of interesting things. I think they do, like you mentioned, like the live translation, which I think is one of the most phenomenal use cases for this. You could go to any country in the world and talk to anyone in any language, and it could just get translated because they have a speaker like right next to your ear. And that's what I think is so cool about these like AI embedded into glasses. I think glasses are a really cool form factor because they can do, they have a speaker that could be right next to your ear. They can have a camera on the front. You can ask it questions about what you're seeing. And they're making these things look really cool. Like they look like actual normal glasses. This is something that was impressive to me with a kind of this new Halliday company, is that the glasses really do look like glasses, not like these clunky, weird, whatever Google tried to come out with Google Glass back in the day. Like that's not what it is. What's interesting is their new take, which is this projector. So what's really expensive, Meta's Ray-Bans cost, they have a bunch of different pricing models. So sometimes they're more money, sometimes they're less money. But the thing about the Meta Ray-Bans is that the lens a lot of times is like kind of like an AR, VR kind of like lens where it's stuff's being projected onto the lens that you're seeing. And that's completely different than this Halliday one where it has like this little camera projector thing that shines straight onto your eye. That is just the craziest concept to me. And if you look at it, it looks like this tiny little projector dot at the top of the glasses. But obviously, if that's being projected onto your eye, you're seeing that. So of course, like you, my concern is like, oh my gosh, it looks like a normal person wearing a normal pair of glasses. I guess, yeah. So is this bad for your eyes? I'm assuming if they're publicly releasing this, they don't want to get sued by anyone. So they've made this so it's not bad. The one thing that I think would be kind of interesting is if people that are talking to you could tell you're using them. So one thing that like with AI that's been really popular as of, I don't know, the last year, if you've ever tried, if you're hiring anyone, my CTO at AI Box complains all the time because he'll call developers and we'll do like, you know, calls to hire them and see if they'd be a good match for our company. And he said, if they have any, there's a bunch of them where he says they'll have a delay between everything they say, and he can tell that they kind of have a screen up in front of their camera or whatever that is listening to what he asks, and it's ChatGPT writing out a script of like what they should respond with. So if there's any sort of delay in them responding, even like a second delay, he knows that they're using one of these tools, and it's like the most annoying thing in the world. I wonder if people will do that exact same thing, but now you can do this. It's not just virtual, it's like in person. You could do an in-person interview using one of those tools, but it's like writing it out in front of you. But I wonder if you could actually look and see like some sort of light reflecting in their eye and know that they're like currently looking at something while they're talking to you, which would be pretty crazy.
Yeah. If their pupils are glowing green, maybe, yeah. I don't know. But either way, it says they're still trying to work out some kinks as far as how to get this to fit everyone. No matter your, you know, head shape and things like that. The guy who tried him on said he had to wear him down on his nose a little bit more, but
gotcha.
Either way, a really cool take on it, and I think I do think they look more discreet, maybe less obvious than the Ray-Ban Meta glasses. Yeah, they're nice looking glasses.
Yeah, it's really cool. I'm excited to see, you know, what this actually looks like when it rolls out. They're apparently in March of 2025 going to be releasing this new pair of glasses. So you can go check them out ahead of time, get on their wait list. And I'd be curious. The Meta Ray-Bans are already here. These ones are not already here, but they're coming soon. So if these are something that look like they'd be interesting to you, let us know. And if you do get them, make sure to give us the full review, because we want to hear all about it. Jamie and I might have to get a pair just for talking. And okay, last thing that I think would be really interesting on this is, dude, this completely kills teleprompters. Think about it. I have a podcast studio, and I record a lot of podcasts where it's like I'm covering a very specific topic. Sometimes even podcasts like this, you know, Jamie and I, while we're talking, we can be like, oh, we're on our computer, so we can be scrolling through a news article, reading up little bits and pieces. But sometimes I got to look like I'm looking straight at the camera and giving a monologue, or even, you know, you need something with a teleprompter. Imagine wearing these glasses, having it just like, yeah, project like a teleprompter essentially in front of you, and you could just read that. I mean, the cool thing is, yeah, that's cool for video, but there's already kind of like things. So it just becomes like everyday real life. You're having a real life interaction. You got like a teleprompter with you, which is, I don't know, I think it could be interesting. Or like you have to go give a speech on stage and you have it like projecting, and so you don't need a teleprompter. You're just looking at that. I think there's going to be a lot of really cool use cases that people are using these for.
What a world. What a world. Anyhow, if you got any value out of this podcast episode or enjoyed it at all, please leave us a review. It means a lot to us. And also check out our school community. That's where the real stuff happens, where we teach you and where we learn from others exactly how to make money online using AI and grow your business. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.